It's always a good day when Jonathan Brown from Jonathan Brown Electric walks into the room. You can say it's electric. Sorry, it's a bad pun.
No, it's good.
You've heard it all.
I've heard plenty of it.
But that song is playing underneath your ads.
It is.
Which is very catchy.
It is.
Because I heard it the other day and I said, it's electric.
I mean, it fits. It works.
No, it's exactly. It's your way of life.
It's fun and you're fun.
Yeah. It's just another shocking experience.
Oh, there
that
we
would
go.
Have been better. Man, I should have really planned.
That's
but it's okay.
I just come in to brighten the room up for you.
Okay.
I got you covered,
if
Lucas.
If you could do this all day in the interview, Jonathan, then you'll get a gold star.
I'm going to take a quick break and let y'all. I'm just kidding.
Don't go dark on us now.
Yeah, don't. We'll have to brighten it back up. I got you covered. We'll flip that switch on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, everyone.
He's in the right business, folks.
Finishes throwing off. We'll continue with our interview. As you can tell, Jonathan Brown is in the electric business or the electricity business. I think that's probably a better way of saying it. And Jonathan, this is a company you started from the ground up. Our listeners might be familiar with your story, but in a nutshell, this was something that people were basically saying, you will not be a successful human being. And you said, I will prove you wrong.
To the degree of that, from a young age when going through school and the struggles of what we went through in life between, divorced parents, single mom, homeless, all the stuff. And I was telling someone earlier that I sat in a fifth grade parent-teacher conference where the teacher looked my mother in the face, said, your son will amount to a thimbleful of goat squat in life. So coming from the teacher in which you're, supposed to be paying attention to and they're supposed to lift you up and make you feel good and say, hey, this kid can do something, you can. That's the kind of stuff I got, which obviously gives you a choice in life to go, oh, woe is me, the world is mean, and I can't make it. People say I can't. Or you go, well, I think I'll show you.
What do they say? Success is the best piece of revenge?
Revenge.
Yeah.
I think that's the right saying. Well, look at you now. You've got Jonathan Brown Electric, and you're everywhere.
Well, I've developed a pretty good reputation. I started this company back in 2011 through the immense of my own suffrage of work and times when we were coming out of the housing, drop on the market in 2008, and got it started. Just took off running and just said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to try to do it the best I can. I'm going to give people the best part of me that I can give them and try to make this something worthwhile. And I've made a pretty good home for a lot of good folks. I've got some great team members that work with me who honestly couldn't be here today without them. And they're a bright, shining example of what we look to do in the company. And that's what we're here to serve and to take care of you with all of your electrical needs from the smallest to the largest in the side of it. So we're here to cover that spectrum for you.
Give us some examples of what that spectrum is, because a lot of times when you hear electric, maybe your mind goes to one thing versus another. So, but you do a wide variety. So explain what you can small all the way up to what you can big.
So when you think electric, there are a lot of different variations in it. People get kind of confused of what folks do. So for us, we do things as simple as, and I have some elderly customers that we go to that are in their 80s and 90s, and we do something as simple as changing light bulbs. As I had one nice old man tell me, he says, son, I'm 90 years old. He says, it's not worth the risk for me to get on the ladder to change that light bulb. That's what we're here for. We're here to serve and take care of because that's what we can do. Something as simple as that to as complex as a total house rewire or, in some cases, the shell of a new building for you. If you're a business, we do commercial work. We go in, we'll wire up the whole shell, get you everything you need, get everything put in, and get you running. Some of the stuff we do for most of your homeowners, we go in and we will take care of updating the kitchen lighting. If you're in an older house, which there's a lot of them around, and you got that drab single light fixture that just doesn't really pop and you can't see anything, you open your cabinets and you can't tell if you got the stuff you need or not, and you go to the store and you buy the same thing four times because it's hidden in the back of the cabinet. By God, we can help you fix that. I can light this thing up to where you open it and you can see everything, and it's just a beautiful display. The thing I love about it, and the reaction, I always love it. I get some nice under cabinet lights put in for people, and it lights up the kitchen counters, and they just walk in the room, and the first thing that goes, Oh my gosh, I gotta clean. I can see now. It's always that fun reaction. It's excitement, and then it's Oh.
Yeah. Then you get up close. Yeah. And you're like,
you did a great job of really brightening up their space too much where they could see some imperfections. But that's another job for another contractor. You just help them with their electricity needs.
Well, we clean up all of our messes in there, but at times, once you get the lights on, you can see some of the other stuff and you're going, oh. That's why I always tell joke with my guys and said, painters, for one, we are their best friends and their worst enemies. Oh. Yeah. We're their best friends if we're there beforehand and we get the place lit up and looking good. But if we show up afterwards, we show all the imperfections and then they're mad.
That is well said. Never thought of it like that until you mentioned it. But yeah, that's very true. So call you first and the painter second.
That's usually the best way to play that one.
Man, his name is Jonathan Brown. He's with Jonathan Brown Electric. He's a big part of our community. This is part of his DNA, so he gives back in so many different ways. You're involved in our prom pledge, and you're also involved with the Great Easter Egg Classic. In fact, you are actually hosting one of the runs for the Great Easter Egg Classic, which is tomorrow, Thursday, April the 17th at 3 p.m. at Cherry Park. 3 p.m. is when the first run takes place. You need to get there, though, at 2 o'clock. That's when the Vendor Village opens up. But Jonathan Brown Electric, you're sponsoring the 9-year-old division at 4:30. Now, you've got several kids. Why 9-year-olds?
Well, currently I have a 9-year-old. Okay. So, I mean, that's one important one. But plus, for me, I would have sponsored any of the ages. But the 9-year-old, obviously, that's one. So my son, who can run out, can see his dad's name up there and just give him something to be excited about. But I love the fact of just doing it with all the kids in the side of, you take something so simple as what y'all do with putting together the Easter Egg Classic to provide a safe, sound, and comfortable environment you can bring your children to that they can have some enjoyment and some excitement about doing this. You got a giant Easter bunny that bounces around out there. You got all the good stuff. And I mean, come on, you can't beat having Lucas out there with that beautiful smile. He's just going to lighten up the area. His jokes, I'm telling you, you're just going to have it going on.
Oh.
And then you get guys like Big Al out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, you just ask for the greatest environment for children to see the most amazing kind of work and places you can be. Plus, just like I said, the fun of being able to go get all the eggs and candy. I mean, what better joy do you get than pumping children full of sugar and send them back home with mom and dad?
At least they get to run it off a little bit, right?
Or at least that's what my mother would tell me, is she'd give my kids all the caffeine and sugar they wanted and then go, oh yeah, they're yours. Yeah. There you go.
Well, it's 35,000 Easter eggs and counting that are spread all over the softball fields there at Cherry Park, and each age group will compete against their peers. Yeah. So 2-year-olds against 2-year-olds, 3 against 3. You don't throw the 2-year-olds and the 9-year-olds together.
Yeah, it don't work.
Yeah. You don't need to bring your basket or anything along those lines. We take care of that. But once Alan Miller counts them down, the kids just run and go. And they clean that sucker up.
They sure do.
Man, they clean it out. So beyond the Great Easter Egg Classic, you're also involved with Prom Pledge. And this is a message that we bring to our young people in high school of helping them make healthy, smart, and sober decisions when it comes to the prom, spring break, graduation, any of those big moments in life. And then, Jonathan, what was your experience like at prom? Like, why get behind this adventure?
Well, now, mind you, I got to go to prom a couple of years through my high school time. I was invited by some friends and people, but at the very same time, I remember going through high school, still having some of the struggles as a kid that I was going through. I also saw a lot of friends and people I knew who unfortunately allowed their lives to dabble in the bad side, and they went down the wrong roads with drugs and alcohol. And prom is, of course, a great night to go celebrate and have fun and dance and enjoy yourself. But you do need to remember that the next morning, the world is still going to be there. Your choices and mistakes of that night will follow you. And they will follow you in either good decisions that you made, or they will follow you in the bad ones with years and months to come. And that's one that, unfortunately, when you're young, you don't think about. I unfortunately was thrown into a grown-up world at a much younger age, so I thought about those things and I didn't make some of those decisions because I already knew I had to get up and go to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do all of this stuff, and I'm not going to take those choices. But some children and some kids, you know, you get in that moment and this is just one thing, young people, please understand, not trying to tell you don't have fun, but be cautious and understand that this fun carries over in your life for a long time to come. And do remember, there's a big difference between my age and your age in the side that everybody has cameras in today's time. What you think you're doing in the privacy of a place will haunt you on a Facebook post somewhere down the road and could be the difference between you getting a job or not getting a job. And it's sad to say that that is the world in which we live, but some of the things that you're going to have a little influence and go do may be something that prevents you from getting that position that you want. Just be cautious. Take pride in yourself. Take a moment to consider who you are and what you want to be before you make a decision that will follow you for the rest of your life.
We'll end it on that note. That's well said. That's great. That was perfect. Jonathan Brown from Jonathan Brown Electric. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.